Hey there, dopamine hackers. This is your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of brain-boosting goodness. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're riding high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Emotions are a wild ride, but the good news is we can learn to navigate them like pros. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind emotions and how to manage those mental maelstroms. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs at us constantly. And when those curveballs hit, our emotions can go from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. But understanding how these emotional rollercoasters work is the first step to becoming the captain of your own ship. You know that feeling when you're stressed out and everything feels overwhelming? Or when you're so happy you just want to dance on tables? Those are your emotions talking, baby. And they're powerful stuff. So, what's going on in our brains when we feel these intense waves of emotion? Well, there are specific brain regions responsible for processing and regulating emotions. Think of it like this. Your amygdala is the alarm system, always on high alert for potential threats. When something triggers that alarm, bam, you feel fear or anxiety. The hippocampus helps with memory recall, so it ties emotions to past experiences. And the prefrontal cortex, well, that's the CEO of your brain, trying to make rational decisions and control those emotional impulses. Understanding this complex interplay is key to managing our emotional responses. It's not about suppressing our feelings, because let's face it, that never works. It's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and learning healthy coping mechanisms. Here are 5 powerful takeaways to help you take control. 1. Embrace mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? It's not just a trendy yoga phrase, mindfulness is serious business. Paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment allows you to observe them rather than getting swept away by them. It's like stepping back from a movie scene and seeing it unfold without being part of the drama. 2. Identify your triggers. What sets off those emotional firecrackers? Is it certain people, situations, or even thoughts? By becoming aware of your personal triggers, you can start to create strategies for managing them. Maybe you need to take a break when you feel stressed, or practice deep breathing exercises when anxiety creeps in. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism, but it doesn't always serve us well. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts. Is there another way to look at the situation? Are you being too hard on yourself? Remember, your thoughts are not facts, and you have the power to change them. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this emotional rollercoaster alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly helpful. Sometimes, just voicing your feelings can make a world of difference. Plus, sharing your experiences with others who understand can create a sense of community and support. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being in all aspects of life. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Taking care of yourself physically and emotionally sets the stage for managing your emotions effectively. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and suddenly your boss drops a bombshell project on you with an impossible deadline. You feel that familiar surge of stress and anxiety. But instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've tackled challenging tasks before, and break the project down into manageable steps. You reach out to a colleague for support, knowing they have your back. And throughout the day, you prioritize taking short breaks to stretch, listen to music, and clear your head. By applying these strategies, you navigate the stressful situation with calm and composure. So, remember, dopamine hackers, emotions are a part of life, but they don't have to control us. With a little self-awareness, healthy coping mechanisms, and a whole lot of love for yourself, you can become the master of your emotional world. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. Leave a review, let me know what strategies resonate with you, and join the conversation on social media. Because together, we can hack those emotions and live our best lives.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.